This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
This is James Garner, next on the Rockford Files.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start up and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
What?
Nothing. Josh knows that like with the 30 seconds leading up to when I my mind starts to race and I'm self-editing. Let me just ask this question.
Oh no.
Is there an over under from Soroka on how long I keep it in my pants?
I was hoping to make it through this week.
How about this?
That thought didn't pop into my head until 10 seconds before I was coming on. Okay. We had our little meeting and everything.
Two things is that, first off, we've shortened that pre-roll to 30 seconds to give you less time to do stuff like that.
Less time to think.
But also, I firmly believe you will make it until the appropriate time that we arrange.
I guarantee it. That we will change the appropriate time to be sooner.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
No, I disagree.
Because the appropriate time is a month from now. That's way too long for Mike.
Oh, it's less than a month. It's much less than a month. It's like 3.5 weeks.
I went to the dentist today.
Yes. Do you miss, is it Rhina? Was your old lady?
Bryna. B-R-Y-N-A, the lady of the hooks. No one hooked the teeth like Bryna. They're all more delicate now, and it's not quite as fun. I liked it when they caused like gum damage when they would be down there digging.
You like when they go in overhanded.
So I went to a new dentist today, a kind of a budget dentist. You know, I'm tired of paying exorbitant fees to dentists down here.
Was DDS in quotation marks?
No, it was just I don't. I'm really.
Have you tried one of the schools?
No. But I'm going to a place
for haircuts. I think.
No, but I'm going to a place that's cost effective, and my X-ray, my annual X-ray cleaning, was $100, which I think when you get full X-rays, that's good.
That's Bryna.
Oh.
But you know,
I think one of the things
that you say they're gentle. Now, I think that as a rule, people's dental care has gotten better, and so they probably can be less.
I think it has too. I think there's more technology involved in it, and I don't think they need to be as as expensive as they are. To be honest with you,
they cleaned it at the value that you pay for it.
You get what you pay for.
A normal toothbrush, you get what you pay for.
We've all had, if we've had any kind of even the most basic dental care, we all know what a teeth cleaning is.
Yes.
And so you can judge that. And I don't think I was shortchanged in any way. What the recent
you got probably, excellent teeth cleaning, Valia.
I think that they use that super hyper jet of water now it's not a water pick, it's more like a knife that they
use, a power washer for your mouth.
Yeah, man. It was definitely a little bit intense, but I'm fine.
Good.
Everything
is good. How did you like the bedside manner? Chairside manner.
It was good. It was okay, you know. I mean, but it was also I am really, really, without besmirching the profession, which requires a lot of skill and training and all that.
Sure.
I think that in America, dental care has gotten silly expensive.
Yeah.
Like ridiculous, like insanely expensive. Well, and it shouldn't be, you know?
They want the money that the medical professions get with insurance.
Right.
But then there's no insurance that does well on dental.
Well, there are, and then there are, I was going to say dealerships. There are offices like the one that you used to attend, Mike, that have gotten to a point where they charge so much that they're only open 2 days a month.
Right. Are you?
No, no. It's like 3 days a week now. But it is really? Hard but, to get an appointment. No,
it's, yeah. It's because that dentist now has three offices. So rather than you drive an hour to him, he drives an hour, sees 25 patients,
yeah.
And then goes someplace else.
And when it comes to life and death,
yeah.
And cardiac care and oncologists and specialists and neurosurgeons and all that, as far as I'm concerned, making them some of the highest paid people in society is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I believe that there are so many other professions that that should be included in that. I'm not begrudging dental professionals their money. I'm begrudging the fact that they are not part, they want the money that doctors get, but they don't want to be part of the insurance rules that doctors engage in. And I think that sucks ass. That's my humble opinion. That's the way I look at it,
Did you save a lot of money because it's a mall kiosk location?
It is.
Oh, like Alex Jones's dad?
I am not exaggerating when I say it is next to Iguana Mia.
God, that's perfect. You should, if that is the case, Mike, make sure.
And it's a beautiful office. It's beautiful and friendly. You know what I liked? They were I got there. I had an 8 a.m. appointment. Sure. And they greeted each other, by and large. Not everybody, but by and large, with wonderful good mornings, hugs, kisses, everything like that. It was a friendly vibe that I loved. I had some questions about some dental work that I will be getting. And, it was very friendly. And I gave them 4 out of 5. They said, well, why 4? I said, because you didn't give me enough information about what I would like to do. And, and the full set of dentures, I would like to know, all the details about them.
You're going to have to soak, Mike.
Do you agree that that they want the kind of money that doctors are going to get for a big procedure, but they don't want to do the same insurance rules? Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to do that, and by the way,
I don't think insurance wants them.
Because yeah, you're probably right.
Wants to put out for cavities and stuff.
I think they don't. But I think there should be some sort of middle ground because, need to get that for their good health. They need to get dental care.
Today was your dentist, the actual dentist. Is it a man or a woman dentist?
Well, if it was a woman, she was wearing a mask.
Okay.
And had a deep voice.
All right.
And was named Nick.
Okay, well then let's just for the
Dr.
sake of
Dr. Nick,
and just I'm like Elvis's
not,
doctor,
and I'm not exaggerating. That
or
was the
from
name.
The Simpsons. So
yes.
For the sake of this discussion, let's say it is a man. How many hygienist helpers were running around the office for
the office was.
And was he only was he the only dentist, or did he share the space?
I think there are 3 dentists there, and I think that the number of people there, it was a massively large place. That's probably why they charge what they charge. They are a very large outfit,
like Costco.
Not look like a Costco. I know that's your frame of reference for everything. It did not. It did not have like free shrimp in the corner.
Was
or
it like a department
like
store then?
No
perfume.
It was a repurposed, retail space that seemed like they took half of a strip mall and turned it into dental offices, and it was very big and state of the art tech, which was great. That's what you want.
Speaking of the money, how much of the visit was farmed off to hygienists and helpers, and how much time did you actually get percentage-wise with the doc?
Minimal.
Because the guy, like
minimal.
The Fairfax guy that you used to go to, I still go to, unless your teeth are falling out, you get 90 seconds with the doc.
That's about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was, and that was where the info was perhaps a little too rushed, in my opinion.
Sparse and vague?
Yeah. Sparse and vague, and I didn't like sparse and vague. Great radio team, though.
I love them, but they never get to the details of anything.
No, they never did.
Or after?
Yeah. I really wanted one, but I had to take my kid down to DBAT to get his pitching lessons. And man,
my recommendation
Josh,
is
he throwing a hook right now?
Oh, is he?
Oh my God, is he throwing a curveball? Yes,
ever since you hit him, he's been throwing the ball. My recommendation for you is if you go to the EMEA and you get street corn, do that before you go to the dentist.
Like extra garlic powder, please.
Yeah, I'm going to have I'll have extra garlic powder, street corn, and a box of Oreos.
No, can I get some street corn with extra garlic powder? And I'd also like an egg salad sandwich.
Yum.
Oh, you don't have egg salad? You can make one. Make a Mexican egg salad sandwich.
Mexican egg salad.
So it's delish. Well, welcome to the show. We are now in a rhythm at the O'Mara household where we are able to accomplish things on Sundays. We get to bed very early on Saturday night, whereas I used to party my ass off on Saturday nights or socialize. It is now, let's be rested because we have our project. And the project yesterday was to stem to stern Colleen the garage, which
tough
is
work.
Our
tough
it is
work.
Our depository, like many people, for all the crap that we really, really don't need.
When
and,
the rallying cry goes out, I'm guessing it's probably about the time Jeopardy is on Saturday night. When the rallying cry goes out, is it from one particular family member?
No, I probably have been ringing that bell for three, four months where I've said, let's get it done. You know,
is the goal to get rid of stuff or
yes.
organization?
Primarily getting rid of stuff, followed by what would naturally follow, which is organization.
I need to listen very carefully to this because now the passageway from my garage door to my entrance to my home is now about 17 inches wide.
Let me explain something. Yeah. I'll give you a great example. Yeah. What did I write down here? Garage cleaning and what we don't need. During the cleaning process, all chairs will be in groups of two because it's Mrs. O'Mara and I, and it's following our son and doing it. Mm-hmm.
It's also how Noah did things.
Two by two. Yeah. There are three sets of chairs that were crap chairs because they wouldn't be lying in there unused if they weren't broken in some minor way.
If you leave two chairs together, maybe you end up with a dinette set.
With a baby yeah. chair.
Exactly.
No, so the chairs went...
Can you describe the crap chair?
Well, the crap
was it a folding chair?
The chairs, they're sports chairs, camp chairs they're called.
Oh,
and
okay, yeah.
They come
those.
In a bag and you fold them and they are... I don't even know the name of the ones that we have been using for coming up on our third season now that are perfect and work.
I
and
think
have
the
not
brand
broken.
I have is called like Big Gus or something like that.
Or just down here, everyone has Academy Sports.
Mine caters to a different.
Big Gus.
It caters
like,
to
like
a different.
Sturdy and wide.
Yeah, exactly. Like I believe the keyword is a. Up to 335 pounds.
That's it. You don't need that anymore.
I don't,
but you know what?
There was a day.
One.
There was a day when I was pushing
it. Big Gus was it.
Big Gus,
But those chairs, I think, are notoriously easy to cheap out on.
Sure.
And if you go like with an extra 20, 30 bucks, you pop on the top of the price, you can do well, which we have. But the other ones were crapola, and they were gone. The major thing that we got rid of, since we're now kind of leaning towards Maine at Christmas time, the bulkiest artificial Christmas tree you will ever see.
You didn't tell me you didn't throw it away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're planning.
They put it up and decorated.
It's still in the garage. We're planning on throwing it away tomorrow.
No. Hold on to that for six more weeks, and then you list it on Facebook Marketplace because I know the model of tree you have. It sells currently for about $400.
Okay.
Someone would love it for $200.
Then say no more. It will go back into the corner where it came from.
Need it, Mike, just put it in the yard and people don't light it.
Okay.
Just put it in the yard
it
and
works.
People will think you've got
it's a pre-lit
tree.
And it works.
It's
it works
the General
really,
Electric.
Really well.
It's a 7.5 foot. I know. I've boxed it for you.
Okay.
Before.
All right. Then you know what? I'm not. That's fine. And I. You know what? I got to get you on the horn with Mrs. O.
Yeah.
And remind her that a lot of this stuff is there.
And she'll say, "Thanks, dork. That was great."
No, she respects your acumen when it comes.
I
to
I do love. You know, we've several times
things.
I've been hired by you, or at least consulted by you as a resale expert.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. I love that. You know what? And the fact that we'd unload it and somebody who would want it would get it for
cheaper.
Some poor
Catholic.
Because what would that cost now? What would that 7.5-foot tree cost now?
I believe at Costco they're probably like $5.99.
Yeah. It's almost $100 a foot. Yeah.
Makes me want to barf. Yeah. That's just, that's terrible. So
I have a 9-footer because I've got the big ceiling in my front room. If I were to replace it, I couldn't do it. I'd have to get a reverse mortgage now. It's like $1,400.
There were multiple cables that were sent away yesterday.
Steve Hernandez says, auction the tree.
Hey.
That would have to be a pickup item.
We do have to talk about the auction because that is back up. We can get to that after this.
Yes, we appreciate everybody participating. In our auction, it was lots of fun. And are we getting information on when we get this stuff out? When we're going to get this stuff out to everybody? The stuff that
hopefully by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well,
I've already sent you all the stuff on all the info on where you got to ship your stuff.
I must be. I don't know what the hell is slipping through the cracks. I can't even find your links anymore. So I'll take a look. No, I'll find you. I'll find you. I can do it. I'm looking at it right now. I'll make sure that gets out.
All I know is that
you
sent it, and today he's given a watch to the dentist. That's just there's so much confusion going on.
I know. It's very, very confusing.
Is Michael on board with you guys no longer celebrating Christmas?
We're going to celebrate it. We're going to celebrate it with a tree up in Maine.
Now, in Maine,
we got an artificial tree up in Maine.
I was going to say, it might be a good time. It is the Pine Tree State, as you know.
Yeah, we could literally.
A fresh cut. You should get a fresh cut.
We could cut one on our property. That's how much
I've cut one on your property.
Yeah, I know you have. I've been there for it. No, you could go in our backyard and
do it.
Grab one. No.
Why not?
Hassle.
Hassle schmassle. No, the smell is the beautiful thing.
Maybe for a 40-year-old father, Josh, for a 67-year-old father.
Not for you.
What?
For a 13-year-old boy.
Yep. A 13-year-old boy. You mean let him go cut it?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Get him a cheap saw, one of those.
A handsaw, not a chainsaw.
Yeah, not a chainsaw. Like a bow saw, the kind that is, got like a. And that's the best for cutting a tree.
I did it once. Once I went to a Christmas farm tree place where you cut them down yourself.
Right.
A Christmas farm tree, Mike.
A Christmas tree farm.
And
I cut it down, and the kids were little. I cut it down. I carried it all the way over to where they bag it to put it on your car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And someone stole my tree.
Wow.
Had you paid for it?
The spirit of the season.
I was waiting to pay for it, and they came and took it.
Oh, so they just absolutely snaked you on it.
I thought it was an employee coming to bag it. And it was some customer who didn't want to chop one down, so they stole mine.
When they bag it, do they put it in netting? How do they do it?
Yeah, the netting.
Yeah,
they put it in them. You should know this. This
you
was your business,
farm,
Mike,
for Christ's sake.
Now, listen, we bought them pre-cut and netted already. We undid the net when we
Okay. Yeah. That, the great Spiewak tradition of, of labor-saving moves.
First of all, it's Stalkup.
The Stalkup tradition of labor-saving moves.
The labor save was have people have a good time, Mike. Have them have a joyous Christmas. That's what we did. We provided that joy.
It's always fun to decide if that's a nice-looking tree as it's bundled up.
Okay, listen, pal. This is how we did it. There were stakes in the ground. We would get a 2x2 stakes, and we'd drill them in the ground, or pound them in the ground. Then we'd open the tree, shake it out, pound it, tie it to the stake, so you got to see the tree in a 365-degree display before you ever purchased it.
And how did you put it on their car?
Well, sometimes you did the trunk. Sometimes you tied it on the top. If it's on the top, you always
put it. You did that for every single tree?
Yes, of
course. You staked it out like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
and we also sold
tied the branches to the stakes and stuff like that.
Well,
like
usually one piece of twine would do it because they want to stand up, they're balanced, and then if you put it on the top of a car, just make sure you put the stump towards the front of the car. Otherwise, it's going to inflate like an umbrella and fall off your car.
That's
but a trunk
put it on
works
the car
too.
With all the branches out.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you see, a tree naturally sort of folds up. The way they net it, it's fine.
Now, you were in a very, very aggressive way talking about how you were bringing joy to people at Christmas time, so there was no profit involved?
Mike, the joy does not come without cost. But don't you think the best things in life... They
Didn't
say the best things in
killing?
Life are... Yeah, but it's risky. It's a risky business because if you don't sell out, you get... you get hosed. I think the markup was about 200%.
How was tippage?
There was almost never tippage.
Yeah, I would never tip for
but
Christmas.
But one thing we had as an advantage over years. The stupid Boy Scouts
the
and the optimism.
The joy.
The profit is the joy. You know, you got your lousy optimists and the Boy Scouts and all those other rinky-dink operations. We would sell what we would call specimens, like trees over 10 feet. So we have sold
to
senators.
Yeah, but it's important to point out that Rob offered, you know, just because they were competition, Rob offered the Boy Scout treatment. If you
and would you like to describe that?
No, I really wouldn't. I don't have time. I know some of the listeners might, but yeah. I'm not going to do it right now.
We would if you wanted a tall tree, the Boy Scouts would just have to tie two together. That sucked.
Did you sell the garland and wreaths and stuff that they
yeah,
would make with the broken branches?
Well, no, we would sell branches if they were nice, because oftentimes you'd have to trim branches off the bottom. And if they were nice, people would usually want to keep them. But if they left them, we could sell them at a small price. But we would go down to the K Street Market for wreaths and garland and mistletoe and all that stuff. So,
that
was usually bought on a weekly basis because it doesn't keep.
Yeah. All right. Well, the wreaths from Maine are incredible because of the fir and the spruce
and the funeral tree
scent and the funeral tree, which is you
trade.
Know.
I said.
Oh, the funeral trade. Oh, you mean the death wreath. The funeral wreath.
With the big black bow on it.
Yeah. And by the way, up in Maine, we all use pyres.
Yes.
So, you know, if you want a good pyre, it's a nice, you know, we roast marshmallows after that. It's very
marshmallow
unique.
Tastes like Aunt Jane.
It's somewhat cultish, if you get my drift.
So you'll probably buy a wreath in Maine.
No, to be honest with you, we were going to do the whole chop down, and then you get up there and you realize that you got winter weather coming in, and because of that, you're busy doing all that winter tending, you know, like shoveling and getting all that done. And so we ended up saying, let's just do that. We were in the, you know, we always end up in like the Home Depot when you're up there because
there's
always something
to be
done.
You don't like go to like an independent guy, like a guy on the side of the road. I want to picture the guy from A Christmas Story.
Rob, let me make it real clear. We got a cheapo. We got a cheapo so we could just have something to put stuff
under. Do you remember the variety?
I do not.
Okay. Will you get roping this year?
What do you mean roping?
Where they take like pine branches and they make it into a long string by wiring it together. You can put it over your mantle.
Like,
no,
the banister.
Yeah.
No. We don't entertain. We're up there for a week.
I disagree.
People are dying to be entertained.
They love it, Mike.
But we go up there and we kind of knock out some family stuff and then we go back to bed.
You mean celebrate? We got to do the checkbox on the family stuff.
Well, no, we had a blast, and it's the only time with baseball and everything tying up my summer that I get a chance to see the fam, and we had an absolutely I do not believe weather-wise we will get the same situation we had last year. Last year was an anomaly, and we had 5 to 6 inches of snow, and we had that brutal, bitter cold, which was spectacular, and it was a winter wonderland, and we did a
brief mini episode while we were all on break, and it looked like a Christmas movie at your house.
It was the best.
Has Kathy planted her tree for this year yet? I know she grows her own.
I think they all have real trees.
Okay.
I think they are. No, a lot of people don't. It's not the thing it was when I was a kid.
And
you know?
it's expensive to do, and it's a fire hazard, and it's sticky, and it's a problem. Has Teddy begun stringing the popcorn yet?
No, not yet. No. Baking cookies, though.
He loves
the best chocolate chip cookies in the world.
I love Teddy's snickerdoodles.
Oh, he makes legitimate Toll House cookies are the bomb, like his mom did. Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Wow.
So the cleaning of the garage was, I think, if there's a cleaning project in a house that is more satisfying, I have not found it. It is
spectacular. What was the biggest villain, the biggest thing that was taking up space that you had to deal with in your garage?
Well, there was a kid in the neighborhood that blew a tire in a cage. That had an e-bike that blew a tire, and he was working on it. And by the way, I got that that coating you put on the garage floor with little flecks of paint
yeah,
in
pretty.
It. That little,
mm-hmm.
And those kids have turned it into the garage out there, the mechanics garage, yeah. And have trashed that floor. That floor, that beautiful floor I had. But it doesn't matter.
What fixes that floor is a trash can cleaning money.
Yeah.
Pressure washer.
Number one job was to get Ricky's e-bike out of my garage.
Ricky.
And I decided to go along. Michael had his friend Nick over, and I decided Ricky was out of town, and Michael came into the garage and said, we're going to have to wheel it down there. And I think Carla was like, well, get to it. And I said, no, I'll put it, you can put it in the back of the car. Okay. And we drove it over to Ricky's house. Mm-hmm. So that was the start. Once that happened, the dominoes started to fall and everything. Now, we are not done yet. We are not finished yet. There is shelving that has to go out there that has to be completed. But Mrs. O'Mara...
Shelving is mounted to the wall or like shop shelves?
Wall.
What are you? Okay.
Wall.
Okay.
Mrs. O'Mara, when you're doing a project like this, there are certain things. When we do it together, we kill it because she's got the feng shui. I don't know how she does it, but she'll arrange things and it looks really, really good.
Right.
And tomorrow's trash day and it'll look even better once we get all that crap that we have in a pile
at
the front of the garage.
Don't throw away the tree. Remember that.
I will tell her that, and I think that will resonate with her. You know, we're all in this day and age trying to make ends meet any way we can, and I think that
will be... Celebrity-owned and used Christmas tree.
Biggest item that remains in the garage that is not used... But it is valuable, and I'm not sure, is a bike rack for the car, and a big one. The kind that you put in the towing thing on your car,
and you
sort of hang it up, and you can put three or four bikes up there, and I don't...
Sell it.
I don't know.
Really? You got to sell it, yeah.
Okay.
Someone wants that so bad the way you wanted it when you bought it.
Yep.
And now you don't use it, and they want it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to sell that.
I'm
glad you got
too.
Rid of all the pipe and drape.
Right.
You've got, from what I recall.
God, I remember that project. Do you remember? Well, you weren't down here. That project was a nightmare.
Well, I was there for the setup of the pipe and drape.
Yeah, but I was there for the scrap metal yard.
Oh, the dismantling.
Literally
that's all
going
you.
To the scrap metal yard.
I believe you cut yourself.
Yes.
Getting rid of that pipe.
Yeah. Yeah. Throwing it into the big aluminum pile that they had. And
you have to admit it was shiny, though.
Oh, and I got a check for it, so that was cool.
But
at the time.
You have the way your garage is set up and laid out; it's got the potential to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You've got a great tool chest. You've got
a great tool chest.
That takes care of that. You've got the fridge that's out of the way; it's not going to take up any space.
Yes.
You've got that over top.
Listen
storage.
To the memory on this guy. The memory on
well,
this guy.
I was
my
literally,
garage.
I was literally impressed by your garage because it's what I would love to have.
The only wild card, or I should say wild snake in the garage, is that the snake has been banished to the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the split that I had in there for cooling purposes?
Yeah.
Haven't gotten around to fixing it. It's been on the fritz for months. And we haven't, so it's not a cool environment out there when one is going to work.
Jake must like the fact that it's warm.
Jake doesn't mind that it's warm because that's his environs. But, you know, that's where we are with that right now. So, what's 136? Oh, 136.
Someone's saying some bullshit about my IQ.
is there plans for the garage or is the goal to pull the car into the garage?
Oh, I've had the car in the garage. So we don't have all that much moving of stuff, but I keep the I have to. I have an electric car, so I have to charge it. So, we keep it.
But will there
in the
be,
garage.
After the car is in there, will there be golf simulator room? Just in theory.
Oh, no. No, absolutely not. Right. No, you can't put a car in there. No. You could put a golf simulator in there as the mind starts to work now when the car is not in there.
Okay.
You could back the car out and then make it a multi-purpose room.
And then the golf simulator will say, remove the cart from the course.
Right,
stay on the cart path,
please.
Just pull
the car right on top of the tee box.
You know, because the ceilings are high enough to do that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this, Josh. Mike's garage has 40-foot ceilings.
it's like,
hi.
Oops. How you doing up there? Hi. Listen, Carla, I've got a piece of luggage up here. Let me throw it down to you.
Oh!
Help! 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 Help!
Hello!
I don't get to use reverb very often. Number nine.
Oh, I like that.
Number nine. Can I use the other thing?
Hello. No, I can't.
You can only one at a time.
Hi, everybody.
All right. I'm just playing. Anyway, it's...
Well, I'm excited for your garage because that is a very rewarding thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And next to that, I think the main stuff was...
The awards?
Organizing fishing equipment and throwing out fishing lures and fishing crap and fishing stuff that was everywhere. Because
how do
my
you,
son
what's
is
the best way to organize? I know you can hang, you can get brackets to hang reels.
I have installed a long time ago, I installed a rack for fishing poles.
Okay.
That goes beautifully and they're there. It's like a lot of stuff went from the garage into my son's room.
Okay.
Because it's been a depository for his stuff out there. And so that worked very, very smoothly. And
how do you organize the lures? Are they, do you have a fishing box?
He's got a tackle box, yeah.
Okay.
And then the area where I do watch polishing is we kind of reclaim that area. I don't know how much I want to keep the little grinder that I have, you know, that little wheel that I do watches on because it's just messy.
You also
messy
use that for dinner prep, don't you?
I do, yeah.
For carrots?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it gets the carrots so clean. And my yes, have you guys been there? Have you been watching me? Have you been studying me while that's happened? Hey, before we take a break here, and then we'll get to the entire thing about what the plan is for the auction. We have an auction update. And you say, well, it's a week old. No, just trust us.
It's
that's
as
coming.
Fresh as today.
Let me just say that when you hear what we're going to do with Rob's dinner, you're going to say you really hooked the snook. That means it's a great idea.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's my new Florida expression. We really hooked the snook with this idea.
How did you come up with that?
Michael was talking about catching snook, which is a very popular game fish down here in Southwest Florida. And I said, hey, did you hook the snook? And I said, hook the snook. That sounds like an expression. I've created a new Florida expression. I said, man, that kid did a great job. Man, he hooked the snook with that pitch.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And
so
the
hook
best
the
ones
snook
happened organically. Remember, that's how I came up with Fudge Cutter. And that screamed across the nation. But hook the snook.
Yes.
You have to be careful not to say schnook.
Right.
You don't want to hook the
snook.
Do you see how he does that?
Do you see how he has to mention his saying right when I'm saying? Do you see how he does that, Josh? Be aware of that. He does that.
Well,
and he does that a lot. Damone.
Well, yeah, he does that as I go to Google to try to see if someone's already used the phrase.
Hook the snook, and please tell me they haven't.
I did not find it.
Try hook the snook. See if that's
a Jewish
expression.
It was going to be like a skateboarding term or something.
Slim Pickens does not sound anti-Semitic.
It does not at all. It doesn't.
That is
the only
so
anti-Semitic awful thing on this show is when Josh goes to that Henry Ford town.
So that's it. Hook the snook. All right. So here's. I'll leave it to Josh to explain what happened with, of course, Rob's dinner.
Not my fault. Okay?
No. It works out. We shared last week that the person who won Rob's dinner did not realize that you had to be on the cruise.
Yeah, he was on, he said, alcohol and a gummy.
Alcohol.
And alcohol, yes.
So then we had some other items, like the Beatles hoodie that got no bids.
Right.
And some items that I forgot to list when we refreshed the auction mid-show.
One I know Josh is most excited about is, what is it called, the crossover bag?
The crossover bag?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here, I'll pull up the auction. So we have 5 items now.
Okay.
Up on the auction now for 2 days, and that way we can announce the winners on Wednesday's show.
All right, so let me expand that so I can get a better look at it here and see what we got. So left to right on your radio dial, we have the Dinner with Rob. Which is the starting bid on that, and the only reason that's available now is because the guy is not going to be on the cruise,
right.
And that's when we weren't specific. It just said dinner for two with Rob. So to be clear,
it does. It says very clearly on there.
Oh, TMOS Cruise 2020. There it is. Okay.
It always did.
Sorry. But
it was crystal clear, Damone.
Sorry.
Did pay $345. So the question is, can Rob beat that number?
Please.
The out of price Beatles hoodie. Mm-hmm. Out of print.
You know what? I think the problem is I never modeled it. Give me a second.
No, the problem is you didn't launder it.
Yeah, the problem was the dog hair.
I mean, when we zoomed in on that, then we have the Don't Get Happy crossover bag. That's a brand new item. And we only got one bid on that? No, you bid on that, right?
No, I forgot to put the crossover bag and the water bottle back up when we refreshed the auction on that Saturday night. So now they're available.
So those are 2 days and 22 minutes. We're going to have those up. And then the last item.
The Hank Aaron ball was not paid for, so it's back up.
Oh, okay. So somebody stiffed you on the Hank Aaron ball? Okay, that's good. And that's a starting bid of $230. So bid early, bid often.
Yep.
We're going to do this. This is going to be open for 2 days.
Wednesday, 4 o'clock, it will end.
Well, that's going to sell like hotcakes now.
Isn't it beautiful? Look at it.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it went up or down in value.
The beautiful Beatles customized zipper pull, the Beatles logo on your chest right here, and the gold Sgt. Pepper logo, Mike.
Huh? No, that is... It's if you cool cleaned hoodie. It, if you got one of those
It will be
little...
professionally laundered before it is shipped to
what
you.
What do you mean professionally?
It will go to a
dry clean it?
I'll take it to a local dry cleaner. They will dry clean it and box it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, very good. Go to the TMOS store, and there's a big button that says, check out the auction.
And there's also this on the hood. Of course, it's upside down now. So it's
but I think it's a really, it's all embroidered. It is a cool item.
Yeah, and you can't buy it. You literally can't buy it anymore.
Is it
I
now?
Think you
now,
should include a lint roller in the bag with it.
I think you should shut up.
Hey, listen, how big, why does it look so floppy? Does it?
Because
what is the size
for
of
one
the,
thing?
What is the size of the person that's going to find this to be perfecto?
It is a true to size double XL.
Okay. All right. So a big guy.
A big guy or someone, if you have an XL and you want it to have a little extra room, that's good too.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing. And the reason it looked floppy is that hoodies don't do well on hangers.
Am I as orange as I think I am?
Nah.
No. A little less than the president.
All right. No, stop it. I'm just trying to see if because I really feel like I'm.
It's
orange.
The light. When you turn your head to one side, it's more orange than the other.
All right, let me do this. I'm going to fix this. I'm sorry. Sorry for doing this in the middle of the show. There we go.
There you go. Yep.
Okay. By the way, when I bought that hoodie at the Mirage Hotel.
Yes. How much did you pay for that hoodie?
It was $95.
Okay.
Right, and now you can't even buy it anymore. No.
So go to TMOSpodcast.com. You go to the store, and the auction is up there for you to bid. Can we go back to the auction items one more time? Want to see if any of our fine commenters have participated. Somebody just crashed into a screen door.
Yep. It happens.
It happens. There we go.
Mike, maybe people should know that ball that is signed by Hank Aaron. He was a baseball player and quite a notable one. Josh, would you care to tell us about Henry Aaron?
Sure. He played for the Braves.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 714 home runs?
Now there were competing bids on the dinner for two with Rob Spiewak.
There will be. They'll come out.
All right. I'm impatient, you know? I don't even like the 2 days. I think we should do two shows, you know?
That is kind of what we're doing.
It's two and a half shows.
Okay, it's two and a half shows is fine.
From the time we announced,
this is the first day we're talking about it, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And we have a long tail. Some people aren't hearing it yet because we're just doing to the people that are live streaming.
All right. Good. So get on there and take care of it. We've covered everything, and it's onward and upward. We've got a lot of show today. I will tell you all about it, including a little horology, which is really exciting for me. We'll do that. More fun tidbits coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of the greatest things in history have come from great pairings, but none of them can compare to the newest partnership that's the talk of the town, also the county. It's the one you've been waiting for, the Mike O'Mara Show and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's your chance to try the award-winning Jot Hot Wing Sauce. It's easy to bring the great taste of Jimmy's to your own home, no matter where you live. Just go to jimmystavern.com and click on Jot Wing Sauce to order a bottle of the world's best buffalo wing sauce. You can also click the link at tmospodcast.com. Jot Hot pairs perfectly with anything and everything. May we recommend wings? celery, blue cheese, an ice cold beverage. It's like having Jimmy in your own home. Well, maybe. Coloring book not included. Even better, you can support the show and save a dollar when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. All hail the king of the wings. Go to jimmystavern.com and stock up. Support Jimmy, support us. It'll be okay. And remember, please sauce responsibly.
Hey.
All right, hit the music, Slim. Here we go. Lots going on in the world. Some of the stuff we revisit on today's show with Perez Hilton. We talked about him last week. He is in a Florida hospital, reportedly in serious but stable condition after his apparent suicide attempt.
Right.
His family has released a statement asking for privacy and support while he recovers. This is particularly disturbing because Hilton had built his entire career around living his life and other people's lives very publicly online.
Sure.
The story also raises the question of whether constantly being online, watching yourself get judged and fighting for attention can take a real toll.
Sad, right?
Wah, 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 wah.
I think the bigger story here, and we kind of touched on it last week, is this is more less about being an influencer and more about mental health. Because what he did is indicative of something that is he's miswired. And it's sad. I mean, you can hate the guy and he may have misstepped in the past, but that's still a human being. And
there was
you gotta be careful with that.
You know, and this was not in the online world nearly as much as it was in the it was the online world. It was just starting, it was the Wild Wild West. I don't know what you would say to somebody who is in the public eye on any level when there is a group that is dedicated to, really giving you as much crap as human and cruelty. Now, I think that most big-time celebrities know that that comes with the territory.
True.
You can't avoid that, and you have to, you know, if you're somebody that is a TV star, is a movie star, is a radio star, is a podcast star, and, you know, you're diving into that from that perch, it's not going to help you. That's for sure.
No, but I think the thing here that separates it a little bit anyway is that he had this suicidal gesture, but chose to do it live online.
Yeah, I'm just talking about in general, but when you talk about people that put themselves out there.
I agree.
That comes,
but to me, it feels like it's yet another but more desperate cry to look at me. And that's where mental health comes in, I think.
Yes. With Perez Hilton, it's mental health. Mike, what you're talking about is why I have completely changed my view on celebrities and them being out of touch. They're out of touch because they've had to take themselves out of normal society to avoid hate and stuff like that.
Josh, I don't know if you remember. I think you probably do. It's still active, I believe. I haven't looked at it in a very long time. DCR TV.
They brought it back after he passed.
Yeah.
There's a guy that passed away, Dave Hughes, who ran DCR TV, and it was our barometer for guys are getting fired, stations changing format, what's the latest in the ratings and stuff. And it was just the seat of cruelty for radio people.
Yeah.
And and there were a lot of people who were more targeted than others. And the mailbag was anonymous. Yeah, it was anonymous. And that was the time in my life when I used to really let it get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it really sucked. And there was no playbook for it, on how to handle it. Now there's so much of it out there. There was a community that used to be online, Fairfax Underground, that
worst.
Some of the most hateful stuff that you would ever see.
And not just us, but our families.
Yeah.
People tangential to the show. It was
so
horrible.
I mean, diving into that with any significant amount of time would really, I think, could really F you up if you really did that.
100%.
You know? And the reality of that is people who are doing that are, in some sort of distress themselves. There's just no way around that. And so, but that doesn't make it feel any better when you're, when horrible things are said about anybody. I mean, it's the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Perez Hilton to read and take to heart people that were saying horrible things about him and drive him to this particular point, I'd look at the guy in the eye and say, dude, it ain't real. They're in more pain than you're in.
Yeah.
They are literally irrelevant to you. You cannot take it to heart. It's not designed to be taken to heart because it would kill people if they took it all to heart. Uh-huh. So obviously it almost killed him, and I'm glad he's doing well. And I hope he gets the help that he needs because in that land of gossip, celebrity gossip, it's the gloves are off almost all the time.
There's never a happy ending. There's no way for that to end well. And when it gets right down to it, I mean, when you say his family has asked for, you know, to respect his privacy, who before this even thought about Perez Hilton having a family?
Yeah.
He was just a guy out there, you know, kicking up mud.
Yeah.
He's a real person, guys. And
yeah,
I know
you
he
talked
may have
to him, and
step.
I know you liked him. So
he was nice to me.
Good,
I mean,
you had a good experience with him, and he's a human being. And you know, we're all human beings with a fake name. Yeah. Exactly.
His real name was Perez Sheraton.
Hollywood is looking back at the big names that it has lost in 2026. It has been a particularly rough year for Hollywood, and Entertainment Weekly has put together its annual look at the stars who have died this year. Now, why they're putting this out in August is interesting,
because
people
love death.
The list includes major figures from television, movies, and music, including.
How current is it? Does it include Cooter?
Eric Dane and James Vanderbeek.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those lists that makes you realize how many people who seemed like permanent fixtures in your life were actually just human beings who got old, which is a terrible thing to realize when you're 66 or 67 and half the people on the list are younger than you.
Yeah.
So check it out. We don't have the names right here, but if you want to, it's Entertainment
Over
Weekly
the weekend,
that puts
Mike, we lost from the Dukes of Hazzard, Ben Jones, who I believe at one point was a politician.
Cooter,
who owned a Dukes of Hazzard themed resort restaurant.
Didn't we have him on? Didn't we have him on at one point?
Yeah, I'm sure we have. But you know, that's sad. Dukes of Hazzard, big part of my childhood.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, it's the way it goes. The circle of life. Commanders fans just got a massive blow before their season even started. Isn't that terrible? We're finally winding down to the NFL, and the Commanders are already getting screwed.
My poor son. He comes down just shaking his head.
It's a lot of excitement last week with them signing Diggs.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Laramie Tunsil, the Commander's left tackle, is having surgery after suffering a torn triceps during training camp. The team is hoping he can return later in the season. He's the stud, but the normal recovery window for a torn triceps. Can you imagine how that must hurt? Oh my God.
And that plus it was hot that day. I mean, really a rotten day for him.
The normal recovery window for this kind of injury can be 4 to 7 months. Tunsil is a 5-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and they are very—they are not deep at that position. They're going to feel this.
One of the highest-paid offensive linemen in pro football. Now Washington has to rearrange its offensive line just as the preseason gets underway. They've already played one. You got to pay attention to this stuff, right?
It's amazing because according to Dan Quinn's plan, they're not supposed to have an injury until after the first game.
The Dolphins are playing the Commanders Friday night, so this is something
classic
to watch.
Classic rivalry, yeah.
It's fun, and for those of you that have been waiting, like the O'Mara household, for football, fantastic. And by the way, little bit of just a little blip on the Red Sox radar with the Oakland A's beating him in a series this weekend. Not really expected. It kind of looked a little like the first half when they were playing.
Any torn triceps?
No torn triceps.
Well, that's good anyway.
You don't have to worry about that at all.
I think he gets Hadley back like tomorrow.
I think so. He's already been playing in preseason, not preseason, in minor league games. There is no shortage, as we tell you quite often, of new stuff to watch this month, including new movies and returning series across Netflix, Prime Video. I'm already watching Lioness, which is very, very exciting, but kind of hard to follow.
Yeah.
HBO Max, Disney Plus, Peacock, and other streaming service. Here's the problem. We've gone from having three or four of these streaming services to having so many of them that you need a spreadsheet to figure out where your show is. This month alone brings new movies, new series, and returning favorites, meaning you can easily spend $100 or more a month just to sit on your couch and say, there's nothing on. So be aware of that. There's more coming, some of the good ones, some of the bad ones.
I tell you what's good is the return of Theodore Lasso.
Theodore Ted Lasso is coming back. I guess they all figured out that there was no more money out there for them other than that series. So they're all coming back. Yes, fantastic. Old computers. We were talking about selling stuff that's valuable to other people when you're throwing it away. Old computers are becoming collector's items because apparently we miss being frustrated with our crap. As AI takes over more and more of our lives, there's a growing group of people collecting vintage computers. Machines that look like they were designed by someone who had never seen a computer before. At a recent, at a recent vintage computer festival.
Wow, Mike, if you want something thick and heavy that doesn't work, may I recommend a vintage computer?
People were admiring machines like the 1981 Commodore Super Pet. An old floppy disk systems. There's something
old
beautiful.
Old floppy disk, remember him?
Oh, what a great guy. Hey, here comes old floppy disk. I smell root beer. We spent decades trying to make computers faster, smaller, and smarter, and now people are paying money to own the ones that took 45 seconds to load a document.
You see, I am no opponent to vintage technology. I love record players. I love old stuff that it can be restored and used.
Old electric typewriters?
Yes. Oh, manual typewriters, or as they say in Mexico, Manuel typewriters.
Bueno.
But I cannot see the beauty or use for a vintage computer. It totally eludes me.
Well, I think if you go to one of those festivals, they might change your mind.
Maybe. I will be there. I'll be signing.
I'm sure some good people watching.
Yeah. Finally, police in Alabama had to turn into cowboys. Police officers and sheriff's deputies in my favorite county in Alabama, Pickens County.
Oh, it's a good one.
They got a call that wasn't exactly your standard police work. A 1,500-pound bull was running loose through a neighborhood.
Bull.
Three officers on horseback, eventually, that had to be fun, used lassos to try to capture the animal.
Lassos.
Hello, bull.
Lasso, bull.
The bull, apparently not interested in cooperating with law enforcement, kept dodging them. Eventually, they got him under control. I love the idea of the 911 call. Yes, I have an emergency. What's the problem? There's a 1,500-pound bull in my neighborhood. Okay, send the cowboys. Yeah. Baby. Yee-haw-haw. That's the tidbits for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back with more fun and more thrills. But first, life is a lot of work, family, stress, burnout, anxiety. Sometimes your brain just says, hey, maybe we should talk to somebody. Might be a good idea. Brian. Great idea. Now try finding a therapist who takes your insurance. Difficult. It can be the most stressful part. That's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with more than 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session and sometimes even zero, depending on your coverage. Zero is great. I like that. Zero works.
I like zero.
Nothing is nothing. Nothing from nothing is nothing.
Leaves That's nothing.
Billy Preston. Rula helps match you with someone who fits your needs and your preferences with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Less searching, more talking. That's the idea. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you. Rula.
We have thunderstorms right now in Leesburg, and I've got a dog under my desk and a dog trying to get in my lap.
Call Rula.
I will call Rula. The dog needs to talk to them and say, good boy.
Right now, good boy. Calm the dog down. We've got wind zone. He's freaked out by thunderstorms as well. Let's talk horology. Rob came to the show and said, I have a horology update, and I got very, very excited because I know horology is watches. And then Rob immediately disappointed me by saying, no, it's his grandfather
clock. Well, no, I think actually it's all mechanical timepieces. I think that would be what it's
I think you're right.
But
so to
I have
for the hourglass.
No, the hourglass is no good. It does not do it. It doesn't do digital watches at all.
We're waiting on you, Mr. Spiewak, and then we turn it over. I'd like to have an hourglass. I'd like that.
I have one.
Of course you do.
And you know what? I've timed it. It is exactly an hour. It's crazy how accurate it is.
That's amazing. It is. Truly amazing.
Someday you must come over and watch the hourglass with me.
You know what? No.
Like Sam's right. Through the hourglass. Mike.
Yes, those are the days of our lives.
So for a couple of years, this grandfather clock hasn't been running. It ceased. I did the normal things. I went in. I made sure that everything was connected right as far as I could tell. I printed out a diagnostic. It all checked out. I even did the ChatGPT things I could check. Couldn't get it to work. And so I finally called a horologist, and that's a word I learned this weekend. He's based
the horologist
in
thing.
Yeah,
oh, Mike, there's a Modern Horology. I think is a magazine about watches and stuff.
And
like that.
He works, and he's based in Manassas, and his name is Sam, and it's Sam's Clock Repair. And obviously, it has to be a house call because
we actually have the moment right here on the show where Rob's grandfather clock seized.
Thank you. And it was weird because I was accustomed to hearing chimes, and that's what I got. How did it sound again?
Like this.
Very upsetting.
Thank you.
So Sam came out, and he came with his little toolbox and everything, and the first thing he said, God, that's a beautiful clock. I said, thank you. It was my grandfather actually sold it at his furniture store. It was a gift in 1976, so it's at least 50 years old. And he said, wow, that's a Sly. And he told me about the movement and everything. It's a German three-tiered something. I don't know. And he said, this is gorgeous, and it should last a lifetime as long as you maintain it. It should be cleaned and oiled every 2 years.
But what happens if I touch this button right here? I'm so sorry.
I said, every 2 years, huh? He said, yeah. I said, well, I've had it 2 years, and I've never had it looked at. And I said, just a second, and I called my cousin Mark.
Oh, I thought you were going to touch something, too.
Oh, yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, I said, what if I were to take the pendulum and push it a little bit? And I said, that didn't work. What if I push the pendulum a little to the right?
It got me to use all three. Yay!
Yay. Right. So I called Mark, and I said, Mark, in the lifetime of you living with this clock, did your mom or dad ever have anyone out to service it?
I just heard your thunder in Leesburg.
I think that's got to be mine.
Is that yours?
There is a massive storm going on now outside. Yeah.
I knew it happened because the dogs just appeared. Mm-hmm. So this clock should have been maintained every 2 years for the last 50 years, and it hasn't been. It's never been looked at. He opened up the panel. He says, yeah, these screws have never been undone since this clock was built. I said, wow.
I remember when he opened the door up and he looked at the mechanics and it decided that we have that moment too.
Yeah, please. Were there people in there?
Yeah, there were people.
I thought there'd be a bunch of like flies coming out or something.
I thought so. But he.
Oh, there's still one
I'm
left.
Sorry.
Very small people,
there's,
Arthur.
There's certain soundboards I never touch.
Sorry about that.
So he said, I can tell you right now, you're probably going to need a new movement. I said, oh.
That is a lie.
I said, is that something you have with you? He says, no, that has to be custom ordered from Germany. You can get the cheap one if you want. That's $1,300. And the expensive German movement is $1,600. And he said, and if you get that, you'll have essentially a new clock. And my thought was, well, for $1,600, I better have a new clock.
Wow.
But he said, I'm going to go ahead and clean this anyway. Just, you know, that's why I'm here. That's why I paid the service call. So he took the whole... He took off the hands of the clock.
God, you know what? Everybody's... They're all out to get you, Rob.
But, Mike, wait.
But don't you think it's also like that no one has grandfather clocks anymore?
Yeah,
so you're going to have to overpay for all those parts.
I suppose. It's a niche.
And also, yeah. If you look at it, you're a watch guy. This is an incredible piece of machinery.
Oh, now that I am, and I wasn't when I was a kid, when I was younger, I didn't get into what. Now I would love to see the mechanics of it.
It was so fascinating. He took the hands off and he took the whole movement out. Sadly, the five fell off, but I put it back on with super glue.
Did it really fall off?
He said, you lost your five. I said, I'll take care of that.
So it's in a little disrepair.
Well, no, I mean, it's the fact you don't really really often take the face off. I think that that's probably
the
problem.
Okay. All right.
So he took it out and he says, oh, look at all this black stuff in here. I said, what's that? He said, well, the steel gears are, of course, harder than the metal and the brass gears. And so as it's run over the last 50 years, flecks of brass have worn off. The flecks have tarnished and become goo, and they've just rested in the motor. And that's why it seized. And I said, that's
so by cleaning it, is he able to fix it?
Well, he went in literally with Q-tips and rubbing alcohol, and he hit every note that had the black stuff on it. He oiled it with some super terrific German oil, I suppose.
Super terrific happy
WD-40.
Oil.
Yeah, and no, it was not WD-40. And he said, you know, this is really sad that this hasn't been maintained because this is a beautiful clock. And
I said, was he scolding you?
A little bit. Yeah. And
did
he
offer a price?
For the clock or for the repair?
Take it off your hands.
So no, he never did that. He never did that. So he put it together and he cleaned it and he handed me the five and I put it in a safe place. And he hit the pendulum and it ran perfectly.
What did he say you need?
He said, ultimately, you're going to need a new movement.
A whole new movement.
Yeah, because it's
That's the whole clock.
Well, yeah and no, because, I mean, you've got the beautiful cabinet. You've got all the brass around it. It's
like
just
a car needing a new motor.
Yeah, yeah, about right.
Essentially.
And so he said, wow, it's running. And he pulled out his phone. He says, let's give it an EKG. And he had an app that actually listens to the TikToks. And it came up perfectly because he was going to adjust my pendulum.
How much did he charge you for that?
It was all inclusive in the visit.
Okay. All right.
And he was really tickled that it was working. I said, well, hold on to, the notion of the movement. I may call you somewhere down the road. He said, well, we really need to make sure
I need you.
Yes.
That is a lie.
You know me pretty well. And he said, we have to keep this thing maintained. And this was so funny. He said, so in about 2 years, you'll have to need to oil it again. I said, will you remind me? He said, hold on. He pulled out his phone and he said, July 16th of 2028, I'm in your area. Can we do 1:30? And I said, I don't even book surgeries 2 years out. What are you doing? I said, yeah, put it in there. He said, well, because you've booked it, he said, I can get you 10% off the movement because you scheduled that. So at least I've got that going for me, and I booked it 2 years out. And finally, I'm just looking at
it. Is he that in demand?
I don't know, but I think he's just really organized. I took the time, and I just looked at the clock, and it was just literally a thing of beauty. And I said, after all you told me, why is it running? He says, I don't know, Germans, man.
How old was this guy?
He was probably about my age or a little older.
All right.
But Mike, I wanted you to see the video of it.
Okay.
This is the actual clock, and it is beautiful. It keeps track of the day of the week. It keeps track of the moon cycle. Here's the chime. Isn't that pretty? I get something every 15 minutes.
Makes your house like a church, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
And then you get the toll for three. Hold on.
We need two more.
How great is that?
When was the last time it chimed?
It's been over 2 years.
So if you're going to go out and you're going to grab one of these antiques, now a good one, like one that's a real authentic one, what's that going to set you back for these nowadays?
I think that you can get them fairly cheap, but if it's a good one, it's going to have collector's antique prices.
Okay.
And this was literally top of the line at the time.
You sell sometimes when you don't even try.
How do you mean?
I just love to play that again. I love that sound. I love that video. I really do.
2,000 to 14,000 if it's working.
14 grand. Wow.
And Mike, I get a toll every 15 minutes. The quarter after toll is shorter than the half, and then.
And
they
how long
longer.
Have you had it?
I think we got it about 8 or 9 years ago. We've had it that long.
Very cool.
I love it. And you see, just the backstory is that My grandfather, Big Daddy, we've talked about him a million times. He was the area representative for Sly Brand Clocks, S-L-I-G-H.
At his furniture store. Oh, that's right, because that's the furniture thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he gave that to my Uncle George as a wedding present in 1976. And it sat there until about 8 or 9 years ago. And his kids wanted nothing to do with it. They said, that damn thing has kept us up for years. If you want it, take it.
Well, that was my question for you, if it's annoying at night.
No, not because it's on the main level. I don't usually hear it upstairs. But when I'm on the main level and, like, you get the little chime at quarter after and you look at your clock and it's exactly 15 minutes after the hour, it's cool.
You know what? Take a lesson from Mr. Spiewak, listeners, because you know what? He finds joy in places that people might not find joy if they weren't paying attention. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that really brings me joy, the highest paid podcasters. I'm very, very excited.
Are any of them on this show?
You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait for that surprise. Auctioning off hoodies with cat hair. There are a lot of great things to do in the ocean. Surfing, swimming,
yep,
crabbing, skin diving. But none can hold a candle to the TMOS 2027 cruise. This year, better price, longer trip, more notice. We're learning, and it's going to be a very special, special cruise. Join Mike, Rob, Josh, and a boatload of Americans aboard the all-new Margarita Village Sea Islander, sailing January 21st, 2027. It's 5 days and four nights of laughs, sunshine, meet and greets, a live podcast recording, tropical weather in the dead of winter, plus shipboard tattoos.
Hey!
And buffets. What could possibly go wrong? We sail from Tampa with two relaxing days at sea, a Saturday stop in beautiful Cozumel, and one last day to chill before we head home on Monday. Call 800-814-7100. That's 800-814-7100. Or visit TMOSpodcast.com and click store. Book now, lock in your price, and come get American in the sun. TMOS Cruise 2027, certified Fresh.
I was thinking, since it's a Margaritaville cruise, it should be a buffet. You can eat at the buffet instead of the buffet.
Oh, that's right. A delicious buffet.
A delicious buffet. All-you-can-eat buffet.
Or as my mom, God rest her soul, used to pronounce it, what did they have at the buffet?
That's, what's her name? That's the last name of Lisa Kudrow on Friends.
Buffet.
Phoebe Buffet.
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 All right. So, yeah, we're not on the list. Sorry about that. I just wanted to get right to it, you know.
I also think this list is manufactured because I think it's personality driven, not based on who listens to their podcast.
Okay. All right. Now, where did you come across this list?
So Forbes last week put out the top paid podcasters.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is top 10.
Pretty reliable, Forbes magazine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of this has to do with contracts.
All right.
So Charlemagne the God comes in at number 10. He made $27 million this year.
You know, if I was Charlemagne, I'd make more than Charlemagne because I would do the podcast and sell a hoodie.
But that's
clicking? Who's clicking?
I think they're getting ready to go out of the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all right, go ahead. I forget.
Who's
you
they?
Do it.
And what are they clicking that they have to do to get out of the house? What is there a lock?
No, I think shoes.
Okay.
Number 9 is Pod Save America.
One's that? What's that one?
John Favreau, John Lovett.
Favreau,
the Obama speechwriter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, other John Favreau, not the one from...
The political talk.
Yeah. Okay, all right, yes.
Not the run from Swingers.
$28 million.
He's a brilliant guy. Brilliant man. Really brilliant man.
Mm-hmm. Alex Cooper, who's the Call Her Daddy.
Call Her Daddy. That's a big one, yes.
$32 million.
All right.
The Kelsey brothers.
Yeah.
$35
million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they got to split it.
Yep.
So it's really only 17 and a half. Right. So fuck them.
I assume this is 35 each, but yeah.
No, that's total. And they've got to pay Libsyn.
Oh.
Right. Split it.
So they're basically doing it for free.
Exactly. Wow. It's a passion project.
Mel Robbins, which is a interview podcast. I'm not familiar with her. $35 million.
Mel Robbins. Do you know Mel Robbins, Rob?
No, Mel is short for Melanie.
It is?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
He said it's a girl.
Is a motivational speaker and lawyer and number one podcast host.
Okay.
Wow.
Sounds like you might give me 17 and a half million to listen to it.
It looks like it's a business-focused podcast.
Fine. Okay. I love that.
All right. Well, here's one for you, Rob. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes.
Gave up on it. Listened to it for a while and gave up on
it. Why did you get – because that's actually quite – that's got a lot of notoriety.
Yeah, but there is so much snark per minute.
Yeah, okay.
And they gang up on Sean Hayes. I mean, it's a think of this. If you, me, and Josh literally had – equal footing on a long-term interview podcast, and we brought in a level guest, and we stopped in the middle to make fun of Josh, both you and I, that's what that podcast is.
Okay.
And they all want to be cooler than the other guy.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I get it. Okay. I get it. I can see where that would happen. Yeah. You don't have to, I won't listen.
Yeah. Good. Just buy a grandfather clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's they're at 37 do. Million. At 42 million, we have Ashley Flowers, who is Crime Junkie.
Oh, so it's like a podcast. Cereal type thing?
I thought it was a florist.
Ashley Flowers. Right.
Yeah. Hello, Ashley Flowers.
With Stephen Bartlett.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's he do?
I think he's interviews.
I'm lying. I decided I was appearing to be less hip by not knowing anybody.
He invented the pair.
He is.
And it's great.
He is Diary of a CEO. He interviews CEOs of like big companies.
Oh my God, he should do that other business podcast and then we really wouldn't listen.
Well, he is $45 million.
And what number is he? Where are we at on the list? Number
He's three.
Number two is John Coogan and Jordan Hayes, $70 million. They do a technology news podcast for investors.
Okay.
So they tell you what to invest your money
so
in.
So do they get that money based on... on the people that they don't get that based on the people listening, they get that based on sponsorships.
They also sell dinners, one-on-one dinners.
Well, I think it's also exclusivity. Like the number one is Joe Rogan.
It's also what?
Exclusivity.
Okay, I just wanted to say it again.
Yeah, I know you did.
I'm sorry. Joe Rogan
there was less spit the second.
We don't have an A-list guest, so I can do that.
Yeah, you can. You can smug it up. Yeah, it's
okay. Pickle me. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan's number one at 82 million.
Okay. Very popular, this Joe Rogan.
But I think that's because he has a deal with, it's not based on ad sales.
Spotify
has a deal where they pay him and then they make the money off the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's phenomenal.
He's not selling that much in ads.
And we came in just at, what was that, the top 10?
Yeah.
That was top 10.
We were 11.
At 16, section 336. And all the money goes to Matt. It goes none of it to Josh.
Sad. Because of Josh's generosity.
That's very generous man.
That's the reason that works like wrong. That.
Filled out the paperwork wrong. That's so unfortunate.
Did we ever find out who the Bartlett was?
Of a CEO.
Okay, so they interview.
So he interviews CEOs of big companies. And my guess is to get interviewed, you probably need to sponsor the episode.
Wow.
That's my guess is.
How about that?
We can advertise all about Ford and how great Ford is.
Well, what about Jimmy's hot sauce?
Well, we're getting a taste of that.
Yeah, we're only $82 million short.
We just need to sell 83 million bottles.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's, well, you know what?
How much did you charge Mr. Handplay to be on the show?
$1 million.
That's a good deal.
There's a new guy that I've been watching.
That was a little Bill O'Reilly-ish.
There's a new guy. I can't tell you his name yet because I just started watching, but he does low dollar amounts. And he gives kind of a primer on what to do if you've got like a $300-$500 bankroll to go to the casino on a vacation, like normal people, not Mr. Handpay that has gazillions of dollars. And he talks about it, but it's pretty basic stuff.
Does he ever talk about going up to the deck of the cruise ship and throwing the money in the water because it's pretty much the same return?
No, he talks about the fact that you walk away, Rob. If you get up,
you got to walk away.
He said, this actually does make sense for anybody that would gamble. You don't do it by dollars. You do it by percentages.
Okay.
So if you put $100 in a slot machine and you get a $100 hit, that's a 100% return on your money. Yeah. You walk away.
Yeah.
Because the odds are not that that's going to happen again.
Years ago, we had a blackjack expert on the show. It might have even been the previous show.
Right.
And he talked about based on your bankroll, what table minimum you should play.
And again, you need it's a bankroll.
Game, it's, again, it's a game of percentages. You got to ride it out. But if you stick to the rules, you have a chance. That's the
beauty of it. I think as far as gambling is concerned, the hardest thing to do for me in the world of gambling, and I've gambled a lot in my life, would be to stay at a blackjack table that was ice cold, to not ride it out. And it's probably, you know, the worst thing you can do is to, you know, is to run away right when it's
When I find a place that I like, if I can get that anchor slot on a blackjack table, I'll live there.
And if you gamble the right amount, you can hang. But, you know, but it was interesting that he said that. But think percentages, not dollars.
Yeah.
Like if you go into a casino with $500 saying, I'm not leaving until I get $2,500, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah.
That's just that's the nature of the biz, and you also can get screwed no matter what going into a casino, because that's going to happen periodically too if you gamble long enough. So,
and also don't overtip for those free drinks.
No,
a dollar tops.
Get them for free.
Or not at all.
And do it on a cruise ship.
Yeah,
I mean that.
Yeah.
If you do it on a cruise ship, they notice. Better than they would notice playing small ball in a regular casino. In my humble opinion.
And isn't that your nickname on the cruise ship? Small ball?
Small ball. Yeah.
Not Mr. Handpay.
Yeah. Do you want to see?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right, we'll take a break.
All.
Do you have some beautiful video hanging out for us?
I got
us
a
tonight?
Lot of it. I've got so much video of my clock, Mike. You're going to love it.
I love
all
that.
The different shots.
I could listen to that again. We'll take a break and we will come back with Rob's video right here. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about Field of Greens. Let's face it. Nobody circles their, annual physical on the calendar and says, ooh, can't wait. So before your next checkup, please remember one name. It's called Field of Greens, because what you do before that appointment matters. Field of Greens is one simple daily change designed to support your overall health. Rob's wearing it on his head right now. They're so confident your doctor will notice, they back it up with a money-back guarantee. Doctors don't just look at your birthday anymore. They look at your biological age, how well your cells and vital organs are actually doing. Field of Greens packs doctor-selected fruits and vegetables into one daily scoop to support your cells, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and a healthy weight. And in a university study, participants who simply added Field of Greens to their routine saw measurable improvements in key health markers. One change, one scoop. Once a day,
that's it.
Done. So walk into your next physical with a little more confidence. Field of Greens, make the change your doctor may actually notice. Make Field of Greens your one smart change this year. Check out the university study and get 20% off at fogchicks.com. That's Field of Green Chicks,
yes.
In case you were wondering. Promo code TMOS, that's fogchicks.com. Promo code TMOS, Field of Greens. I don't like fog chicks.
I'll be sure to tell the client.
It's unrewarding. It
meaningless?
Doesn't roll off the. It doesn't. Well, but, it doesn't roll off the tongue. Do they want fog chicks?
They do.
That's their website. Yeah.
You think we made that up?
Well, no. I mean, FOG. No. I mean, but it's FOG chicks.
Yes.
You know, I get Field of Green. Fog chicks.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
It is. Right. The very fact that you're saying it means it's easy to remember.
All right. You know, every time I hear fog chicks, I feel like. You know what? Next time I do that commercial, I'll put that in there, you know? Check out fogchicks.com.
Sense memory, Mike.
Thank you. All right. Take it away, Rob.
Let's do the thing, yeah.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
One weird overlap that you and I have, Mike, and people wouldn't expect it, is we both like bluegrass music.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this is old or not, but it's new to me, and it's remarkable. This is a group called the Biscuit Eaters, and it looks like the oldest one of them is maybe 10.
Oh,
but check out them doing the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. So cool.
Look at the little guy on bass.
He has to stand on a bench to play the bass.
Oh, they're adorable.
Isn't that great? And a lot of sound for four instruments.
I just love the kid playing the bass.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, ladies and gentlemen.
And it actually, their version actually charted in 1969 or 8 because it was in Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. Yep,
they actually was a top 40 hit for them. But I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mike, I was going to save this, but we got to do this today. And even though we're going to go a little over, you love the Boston accent. And
oh, yeah.
when it is in its home environment, it's great. So here's the daughter of a father, and the father is a Boston guy. And we'll go as long as you want with this, but I found it fascinating.
I'm here with my dad, who has a very thick Boston accent, we're going to be talking about things that people commonly associate with Boston. First one.
The Cape. Going to the Cape. Nobody says Cape Cod. Nobody says anything else. It's going to the Cape. Shopping cart. I never heard of it before in my life. It's a carriage. Look at the carriage. Put the food in it.
What do we use to make French fries?
Potatoes.
If we had to go down to the basement, what would you call that?
It's the cellar.
Cellar.
We use this to change the channel on the TV. What do you call it?
Clicker. Well,
that's a clicker.
When you would put on a pair of jeans, what would Nana call those?
Well, they used to be called dungarees. You weren't alone on that one.
What would you call a water fountain?
It's a bubbler.
What would you call a milkshake?
Milkshakes are fraps. They're done right.
When people don't want to say the F word, what do they say instead?
Frickin'.
If you wanted to take a U-turn, what would you call that?
Go up there and bang a U-E.
What do we say in place of very before an adjective?
Wicked. It's never used alone. They do it on Saturday Night Live and they'll say, oh, that's wicked. That's not how it's said. It's not wicked by itself. Never. Never. Anybody who says that
such
is just
a legit Boston.
It's real, right?
Wicked
yeah, it's real.
Wicked Absolutely. Awesome. Wicked pisser.
What do you call South Boston?
Southie. Eastie.
What do you call a state trooper?
Statey.
What do you call dinner?
Supper.
What do you call a liquor store?
It's a packy.
What happened in 1978?
It's the Blizzard of 78. You should have seen it. October 2nd, 78, Bucky Dent hit his home run. It's a very important year in this
Bucky
state.
Effing
Everybody
Dent.
Knows it. Yeah. Everybody marks their life by 1978.
Yeah. I heard it was just a small snowstorm.
School was closed for 2 or 3 weeks. Had to make it up. By going to school till 5 o'clock at night and then on Saturdays. But it was great. There were no cars. You had to walk to the supermarket. It's a fantastic time to have that.
I love it. All right, that's enough. That's enough. We've had enough.
And the amazing thing is that, unlike him, his daughter loves black people.
That's a beautiful video. They call it a packy because the liquor stores were called package stores in New England.
Yeah, and you know
that's
what?
That's why we call the packy.
Package store went a little further south because I've heard that in New Jersey.
Yeah, the packy.
But the packy, that's native to Boston. Right?
Go over, it's the school dance. See if they'll serve him. He's 18. He can go to the packy and get some Heffenreffa, and he can also get a couple of bottles of blackberry brandy.
I love the fact that the blizzards and the school was closed 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, that's a pretty big difference. It's like 10 days or 15. I don't know. 10, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 weeks.
Sure. That's it. Yeah.
Sure.
Bang a Yui. All right. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget at TMOSpodcast.com right now, the auction is still alive.
It is.
We have good things. Dinner with Rob, the Beatles hoodie, the wonderful little fanny thing, packer thing,
crossover bag.
That's what it is. And a water bottle to knock your dick in the dirt.
Mike, it's a wicked pisser.
It's wicked good. Did I leave anything out? Did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it.
That's awesome. We'll be back tomorrow.
No, the Hank Aaron ball.
Oh, the Hank Aaron ball, the biggest thing of all.
No, that's not as big as a sweatshirt.
Or dinner.
Dinner. We'll see you there next time, everybody, for Josh Soroka there and Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara saying, hey, this show is a wicked pisser. We'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Love you, Pop.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Gary Busey. Listen to this.
Fiddlesticks. I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes.
There is no God.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.